We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choiv Mehayisoimim, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Gimel. We mentioned that this halacha is based on Chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks a great deal about the concept of Dorei Malo and Dorei Mata, the higher level and lower level, the son and the student, S-O-N, son and student. And Rabbeinu Zal, this explains their uniqueness, and he explains the importance of bringing them together. And upon this is dependent the fulfillment of the entire Torah. Ki boze tolui kol habechira v'hanisoyon shel hodom. Because upon this is dependent the whole free choice and the whole test that a person has in this world, v'chol ma she'over olav kol yemei chayov, and everything that a person goes through their entire life, she'hakol b'shvil habechira v'hanisoyon, which is all for the sake of free choice and so that a person should be tested, hakol be'inyan zeh, all of it is related to what we mentioned earlier, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it. Ki derech Hashem Yisborach shemeir ponov b'chol pam u'besoich kach master ponov. Because the way that Hashem conducts himself is that he reveals himself and then suddenly he hides himself. V'zehu b'klolius u'beprotius u'beprotiprotius. And this happens on all levels. This is regarding Hashem's conduct related to the world as a whole, and related to each and every individual person, and related to each and every event in a person's life. Beklolius, on a general level, zman kol hoilam, this relates to the time, the existence of the entire world, from the beginning of time till today, that we go through different phases, certain times when Hashem reveals himself, and certain times when Hashem is very hidden. Ubeprotius, then on a detail level, b'chol doyer v'doyer, within each and every single generation, how Hashem chooses to conduct himself, whether he chooses to be more revealed or more hidden, v'chein b'chol odom u'v'chol zman. And this also applies to each and every individual person regarding the different times that we go through. V'yidei zeh kol hanisoyen v'abchira shel kol odom b'chol eis kol yemei chayev. And this is what defines the test and the free choice that each and every single person has at all times throughout his lifetime. Umi shemesim lev lozeh, and a person who pays close attention to this, yochoy lirois ktsas mizeh, can observe this a little bit, b'chol haharpatkois v'hatlois v'hahatzolois v'harachovois v'yeshuois hanifloys ho'ivrim olav b'chol yemei chayiv. Throughout all the ups and downs and the difficulties and the rescues and the improvements and the great salvations that a person experiences throughout his life, u'b'yoyser b'inyan ha'parnosa, especially regarding parnosa, regarding earning a livelihood. As we saw when it came to the Jews leaving Egypt, from the day that Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him about the mission that he wants him to undertake to take the Jews out of Egypt, until the end, until the completion of the mission. Shebitchila, in the beginning, Heir Hashem ponov l'Moshe beheora niflo. Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in an incredible way by the burning thorn bush. Ushlochoi l'goalam. And Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu on this mission to redeem the Jewish people, to take them out of Egypt. Umosar biyodai moifsim v'oisois noirois. And Hashem gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu the ability to perform major miracles and signs that would be a clear proof to the Jewish people and to Paroi that Moshe Rabbeinu is a messenger of Hashem. legaloi selikusoi, to reveal Hashem, ulegolom, and to redeem them, kedei sheyaminu Yisrael boyisboro, so that the Jews would get to a level of real faith in Hashem, ad sheyisku lekabel haTorah, and would eventually be zeichet to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. That was the goal. Vechein hoyo, and sure enough, that's what happened. Shebo Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people in Egypt, Vayas ho'oisois la'enei hom, and he performed these miracles in front of them, where they were all able to see this. Vayamein hom, and the people believed in Hashem, and they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishmu ki fokad Hashem es amoi, and they heard that Hashem has made a decision to save us, to get us out of this slavery, to get us out of this pain. V'acharkach, and then shortly afterwards, tekev kishebo Moshe leParoi leGolom, when Moshe Rabbeinu arrives at Paroi's palace to inform Paroi about this, that he's there to redeem the Jews, uParoi hiksha es ruchoi, Paroi made himself very stubborn. Not only did he refuse to allow them to leave Egypt, but rather, Paroi decided to make their work much, much more difficult. To have them perform the same construction as they were doing till now, but without being given the raw material, without being given straw, without being given bricks. They have to make the bricks themselves. Azai tekef nesoirer kfirois bedoson vaviron vahakruchim achreihem. And then, suddenly, doson vaviron and all those that followed them started denying Hashem and denying Moshe Rabbeinu's legitimacy. Ad sheyotzu nitzovim likras Moshe, to the point where they went out standing up tall against Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yomru, and they said, Yera Hashem aleichem v'yishboit, may Hashem judge you for the terrible thing you did to us in coming here and making our lives more miserable. V'ze machmas shohoyo hastoras ponim kozeh. What brought this about was that Hashem hid himself to such an extent, so that not only were the Jews not taken out of Egypt at that point, as Moshe Rabbeinu had promised, but rather their work, their hard labor, was made 100 times more difficult and worse. V'chein hisnahig acharkach b'chol pam. And this is how Hashem behaved throughout the whole time afterwards, revealing and hiding. Kimavur heite b'chol ha-parshis ha-medabrim b'yitzias Mitzrayim, as we see shown very clearly throughout Parshas Shemois, Voera, Boi, Beshal, the Parshas that speak about the Jews leaving Egypt. U'bifrat b'parshas Beshalach, especially in that Parsha, she'achar she'gomar Hashem Yisborach ma'aseyu al-yidei Moshe, after Hashem completed his mission through Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hoitzion mimitzrayim ba'oisos neroes cho'ele, and he took the Jews out of Egypt with these great miracles, ukvaro doson vaviram v'chol akruchim achreim shehoyelem tina balev al Moshe, and doson vaviram and all of their followers who had this negativity, this hate, this resentment in their hearts towards Moshe Rabbeinu, kulam ra'u beinehem, all of them saw clearly with their own eyes, shedvar Hashem emes b'fi Moshe, that Hashem is speaking the truth through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu, that every word Moshe Rabbeinu was saying came true eventually. She'af al pi she'paroi hichbed aleim ha'avoido achar shebo Moshe l'golom, so that even though Paroi's initial response, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Jews out of Egypt, Paroi's first response was to make things worse, make things more difficult. Afal pikein, despite that, Dvar Elokeinu Yokum Lioilam, the words of Hashem stand up permanently, you know, are alive and well. Kashero beinayim, as they saw with their own eyes. Shehoitzio Moshe Rabbeinu beyod chazoko v'zroya netuya ba'isos moivsim roim kaila. That Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in taking the Jews out of Egypt with a powerful hand, with awesome miracles. And yet, afal pikein, despite that, kishibo al hayam, when they arrived at the Red Sea, vero, and they saw vehine Mitzrayim noisea achrehem, that the Egyptians are coming after them. They're not stopping. Veroiv Yisroel haksherim vatmimim, osu kohoigen ukoroi. The majority of the religious people, the good people, did what they were supposed to do. Vayitzaku el Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, ki tofsu umonu savoysam. They grabbed onto the methodology that their forefathers used. They followed the lead of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. When there's a problem, when there's a crisis, what do? You cry out to Hashem. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, umuva bepirush Rashi, and as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. Ach, however, hoyu bohem kitois, there were different groups in Klal Yisrael at the time, hamevakshim toyano, who were looking for an excuse to leave Hashem, to leave Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hakol hoya al pi diburim roim v'deois rois shel roshei hacholkim. And all of this was being fed and fueled through the evil words and evil opinions of the leaders of the opposition. Sheheim doson v'aviram. Shehituoisam, they're the ones who caused the Jews to be misled. Kol kach, to such a degree, atshamru, to the point where the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu, hamibli ein kvorim b'mitzrayim, there weren't any graves in Egypt. Lekachtonu lomos bamur, you had to take us out here into the wilderness. We should die here and be buried here. V'chein acharkach. And so too after that, kishehero Hashem Yisborach es yodoy hagdoil al yidei Moshe, when Hashem showed His powerful hand through Moshe Rabbeinu, uvoka lehem es hayam, and He split the sea, vehidbias Mitzrayim, and all the Egyptians drowned, veYisrael avru bayabosha b'soch hayom, and the Jews passed through the sea in complete dryness, dry land. And the Jews succeeded in extracting from the Egyptians a tremendous, incredible amount of wealth. And still, afal pikein, despite that, acharkach, shortly afterwards, hister Hashem yisborach ponov. Hashem hid Himself again. He concealed Himself. At sheholchu shloishes yomim b'midbar v'lemotzu moyim, to such a degree that the Jews were walking in the desert for 3 days without any water. V'yachakach, and then after that, v'yavoyu morosa, they come to a place called Mora, v'layochlu lishto ismayim imoro kimorim heim, and they couldn't drink the waters there because they were so bitter. V'oz, what happens then? V'yiloinu ho'om al Moshe leimor ma nishte. The Jews, the people, complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we supposed to drink? Nimtza, we see therefore, she'af al pi shero b'tchila he'oras ponim kol kach, that even though earlier the Jews had seen such a beautiful face from Hashem, Hashem showed them such a friendly face, shehoitziyom mimitzrayim, and taking them out of Egypt, v'kor alehem asayam b'nefloys v'noskoyla, and splitting the Red Sea with all the incredible miracles associated with that, afal pikein, despite that, tekev kishehister Hashem yisbor aponov mehem, as soon as Hashem hid Himself from the Jews, b'shvil nisoyoin, so that they should be tested, v'loy motzu mayim, and they didn't find water, Bo'u b'tlunoi sumarivois. They come attacking Moshe Rabbeinu with complaints and arguments. V'chein hoyo b'chol pam. And this repeated itself again and again. U'befrat b'inyan hamon, especially when it came to the mon, shehu b'chinas parnosa, which is the sustenance with which Hashem sustain the Jews in the desert. Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in the Torah, Hinani Mamter Lochem Lechem in Ashamoyim. I am going to rain down upon you bread, food from heaven. And the people will be able to go out and pick this food on a daily basis, daily delivery, fresh. Leman anasenu, in order that I should be able to test the Jews, hayelech b'toyrosim loy, to see if they're going to fulfill my Torah or not. V'hakoil hoyo al yedei doson v'aviram. And all the trouble was all caused by this doson v'aviram. Kihem sheyotzu likras Moshe b'mitzrayim. They're the ones who went out towards Moshe Rabbeinu in Egypt, Ke'ilu mekanim b'shvil Yisrael, as if they're the ones who really care about the future of the Jewish people, and they're very upset that Moshe Rabbeinu, the troublemaker, is coming to harm the Jews. And they're the real defenders of the Jewish people, this Doson Vaviram. And they said at the time, Yeira Hashem Aleichem v'yishpot, that Hashem should look at you and judge you for the terrible things you're doing, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehem she'oiraru kol hatlunos u'merivos al Hashem v'al Moshe. They're the ones who inspired all the arguments and all the opposition to Hashem and to Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the time that the Jews were in the desert. Vehem she'hisiru min amon. They're the ones who left over the mon when they were told by Moshe Rabbeinu clearly, don't leave over any mon from one day to the next day, finish it. Because if you leave it to the next day, it's going to rot, it's going to spoil. Sure enough, they broke the rules, they left over the mon. Afal pi shero nes noiro kozeh. Even though they witnessed an unbelievable miracle, sheyoyred lehem lechem in ashamayim, they see food coming down from heaven, direct delivery. Asheloi nishma kozois, veloi niro kozois, miyoyim bria soilam. Whereby there had never been anything like this from when Hashem first created the world. So here they're witnessing unbelievable miracles. U'moshe his hero, and Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, Ish al yoyser mimenu ad boiker. No person should leave over any of this month to the next morning. Afal piken, and despite that, his chasku berishusam ukfirusam, they strengthen themselves with their evil and their denial of Hashem and denial of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they did leave over from the man. Even though they saw that it became rotten and there were worms going in and out, still they went ahead, they're doing it. And afterwards, Bayoim Hashishi, on Friday, Matsu Lechem Yoimayin. All the Jews went out and found that Hashem had given them a double portion, like Moshe Rabbeinu said. V'loy hivish, and it did not spoil. Kasher Omar Moshe, as Moshe Rabbeinu had told them, that Friday, that double portion, you'll be able to leave over half of it for tomorrow, for Shabbos. And still, afal pikein, yotzu lilkoit bayoyim hashvi, and despite that, these rishoyim, dosen vaviram, tried to put out some of the man outside on Shabbos to make it look as if Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong, that Hashem did deliver man on Shabbos, and the birds came and ate it up, you know. And then a short while later, when the Jews are still traveling through the desert, and they come to a place called Refidim, and again, there's no water. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayolen ho'om al Moshe. The people rebelled, they complained against Moshe Rabbeinu. Lomo zeh helisonom imitzrayim, why did you take us out of Egypt? Lohamis oisi vezbonai vezmiknai batsoma. In order to murder me and my kids and my cattle in with starvation. Note that each time in these psukim that we quote, it uses the word ha'om. The people, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ha'om refers to the Erev Rav. Ha'om is Doson Vaviram, and the Erev Rav, this wasn't the good, regular, religious Jews. This was those that small few who tried very, very much to turn the Jews away from Hashem and away from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'oz nosan lehem es haber. And then Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu provided them with the be'er, the special well of water. Vayikro shem hamokoim maso umariva, and they named that site Machlokis, Meriva, fights, al riv b'nei Yisrael, over the fact that the Jews were fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, val nasoisem es Hashem, and for the fact that they were testing Hashem, lemor, as if to say, hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin, is Hashem here or is he not? Val yideze, and as a result of their misbehavior, Vayovoy Amalek. Amalek shows up on the scene. Kamo Shapirish Rashi Sham. That because they showed, they made believe as if they didn't see Hashem. Hashem said, "You don't see me? I'll give you a little pinch to remember exactly who I am and where I am." V'chein achar kach kol yemei Moshe hisnaheg kach kamafurish b'Torah. And so too subsequently, throughout the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was how it went, a seesaw. One minute they're seeing great miracles, one minute they love Hashem, they love Moshe Rabbeinu, the next minute they're complaining, and there's no Hashem, Chas Shalom, and why'd you do this to us? V'chein achar kach b'chol doyer v'doyer. And so too in the subsequent generations, b'mei ha-shoftim, during the time of the judges, the other leaders of Klal Yisrael, Shimshon ha-gibor, Gidon, v'hamalochim, and the kings, shebechol pam heir Hashem pono v'osolem oisais gedoylem, every once in a while Hashem showed the Jewish people a beautiful face, and he showed them love, and he performed great miracles for them, v'achar kach hister ponov, and then Hashem hides his face, v'oz hoyu lahem nisyonos, and then the Jewish people went through incredible tests, v'rabim omdu banisoyon, many of them passed the test, v'zochu l'shnei oylomois lonetzach, and they were zoche to both worlds, to have a good life in this world, and certainly to Gan Eden, paradise. V'rabim nichshelu, but unfortunately many failed the test. V'soru midarchi Hashem al yidei zeh, they turned away from Hashem when they saw terrible things happening to them and to the Jewish people. Uktsas, and some of them, porku oil legamri, decided to go completely against Hashem, ad shegormu lahachriv habeis hamikdosh pamayim, to the point where it led to Hashem destroying the Beis Hamikdosh twice. Va'adayin hagolus misarech al yidei zeh. Until today, we're still experiencing a very long exile because of this. Kigam ato, because today also, betoikef arichus merirus golusenu, throughout the long, difficult, bitter exile that we're going through, hisgabro ha-hastoro shebetoich hastoro moid moid. Hashem's super hiddenness is very severe, Rachmona Litzlan. V'niskayim b'avoneseinu harabim, and unfortunately, due to our many sins, we see the fulfillment of the prophecy, v'onoichi haster aster ponai b'yoyim hahu, that Hashem says there's going to come a time when I'm going to hide and hide. And yet, Rav Nosson Zal says, afal pikein, and despite that, mi shechofetz be'emes l'skarav l'Hashem yisborach lo teros ha'kdosha, any person who really wants to come close to Hashem and to come close to the Torah, hu roye gam ato b'chol pam ha'oras p'nei Hashem v'chasodo v'niflois v'nairois b'toichoitzem ha'astorois ha'rabois moi. That person will see even today Hashem's kindness and his great miracles and everything within the severe hiddenness that we're going through today. As the Gemara says, there were certain great tzaddikim who wanted to omit some of the praises of Hashem during the time that we're in exile, because they said, how could I say Hashem is great and great? You call this greatness? So the Gemara says, but afterwards they put it back because they said, hein, hein, gvuroisov, hein, hein, noiroisov. Yes, this, what we are going through, shows exactly how powerful Hashem is and how awesome He is. Se echod bein shivim zevim, that one little sheep can survive among 70 wolves. Ukemoikein hu beproteus u beproteproteus, b'chol adam u b'chol eis u b'chol yom v'yom. And just as this applies on a level of the Jewish nation, it applies to each and every single one of us on an individual level, and it applies in each and every single day, the ups and downs that we go through. Sometimes when it looks like Hashem is being so good to us, and at other times when we say, where in the world is Hashem? Ve'yefsher levayer kol zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible to explain this completely. Rak hamaskil hechofetz be'emes. But an intelligent person who really wants the truth, who is seeking the truth, yochoy lahovin velirois kol zeh, will be able to understand and see what we're describing here. Kamon nisim v'niflois Hashem Yisparach oisimonu gam ato b'chol eis. How many miracles and awesome things Hashem does for us now, even now, all the time. Im klolius Yisrael, with the entire Jewish people, u'biprotius im kol echad v'echad, and on an individual level, with each and every one of us. B'klolius kol yimei chayav, if you look at the big picture of your entire life, u'biprotius, and on a detail level, b'chol eis, each and every single day, each and every moment. As we say three times a day in Shmoneh Esrei, Al Nisecho Shebechol Yoyim Imonu, we acknowledge the miracles that you Hashem perform for us every single day. Val Nifloisecho V'Toivoisecho Shebechol Eis, and for the wonders and the good things that you perform for us all the time, Erev V'Voiker V'Tzoroyim, in the evening, in the morning, and in the afternoon. Paragraph Dalid, Vaklal, therefore to summarize all of this, Shekol habechira v'hanisoyon shel hodom, that the whole test and free choice of a person in this world, Bifrat be'inyan haparnosa, especially regarding earning a livelihood, Shezeh kimat ho'iker shematrid u'mevalvel esa'odom, whereby usually that's the main obstacle, the main thing that troubles a person and confuses a person and doesn't allow the person to really be focused on doing everything they possibly can to come close to Hashem and to the Torah. Iker hanisoyoin hu bebchina anal. The main test is what we described earlier. Masha Hashem Yisporach mare pnei chazdoi v'yishuo se b'chol pam v'tekef master ponov. The fact that Hashem shows His kindness and His salvation all the time and then immediately hides it. Vazai, and when Hashem hides it, hamesis shebelev ha'odom, the seductor that's inside the heart of each and every person, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, machnis boi daigois, v'yegoinois, v'toyanois balev. He injects worries and depression and complaints in the heart of each and every single person and excuses. He gives the person excuses, ke'ilu i'efshaloi la'asoik batoira, to convince the person that it's impossible for them to study Torah now, machmas oila pranosa, because I have to earn a living. Kasher yochoy lohovin kol echod biatzmoi, as each and every single Jew will understand very, very clearly, im yosim leiv be'emes al kol drachov, if the person will analyze how the Yetzer Hara behaves and how life goes, ulahavin kol dvareinu eile, and to understand very well what we're describing here. Ulahavin mizeh remozim liatzmoy b'chol eis, and to be able to take out advice from here, to know what to expect and how to deal with it. Ki ikar haparnosa v'ho ashirus nimshach rak mebechina hanal. Because parnosa and wealth comes to a person only through what we mentioned earlier in the previous year. Mebechinas klolias oilamois. By bringing together the worlds, the elyon betachtoin v'tachtoin belyon, by bringing the upper world down to the lower world and the lower world up to the upper world. Shehu b'china shnei hasogoy sanal. This represents the two different levels of understanding of Hashem, shel b'chinas bein v'talmid, of the son and the student. Shehim b'chinas maloi, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the student is called Meloi, Meloi Chol Horetz Kevoidoi, that Hashem's light fills the entire world, even in the lowest of places. And the second one is Ayeh, the Ayeh, where the people, the angels, and the people on the highest levels realize that they don't know anything about Hashem yet. Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, where is Hashem? As if to say, I haven't seen anything yet. Shehein Bechinas Sosim VeGalya. This represents the two different behaviors of Hashem. Sosim, hidden, VeGalya, and revealed. Galya, revealed, VeSosim, and then hidden. Shemegale Umeir Ponov B'chol Pam. Al Yidei Oitzim HaChasodim VaYeshuas VeNeflo Yeshuasim VeBechol Yom B'chol Eis B'chol Yesu V'Protius, whereby Hashem reveals and shows us a lit-up face all the time through the kindness and the salvations and the wonderful things he does for us every single day and all the time on a general level and on a detail level, the klolius subprotius, umastir ponov, and then he goes ahead and hides his face. V'yacharka choyzer omegala p'nei chazdoi, and then he reveals himself again. He shows us the chesed again. V'chein misnaheg b'chol eis. And this is how Hashem conducts himself all the time. Ube'emes, the truth is, gam betoich toikif ha-hastora atzmo, meir ponov yisborach. Even when Hashem is most hidden from us, when he's hiding himself very much from us, even then, his face is still shining towards us. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, there's going to come a time when Hashem says, I'm going to hide myself very much from you. But then immediately afterwards he says, "Va'onso hashira hazois," and these words will serve as testimony that I will not forget you. Shehivtiach, whereby Hashem promised, she'atorah lo tishtakach miYisrael, that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people, and our connection with Hashem will never be totally lost. Afilu betoikif hastorah shebetoich hastorah, even in the most severe hiddenness. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 45, Ochein ato kel mistater. Although you, Hashem, are a hidden Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, the Hashem of the Jewish people, is always saving us and helping us. Shegam betoich ha-hastora atzmo, hu yisborach Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. So that even when Hashem is most hidden from us, he is still bringing us salvations. Umi shemamin boze b'shleimus. Anyone who believes this completely, 100%, zoicha leparnosa v'ashiros digdusha, that person will have parnosa, will have everything they need for a livelihood, and they'll be zoicha to be blessed with holy wealth. Ki kol haparnosa v'ashiros nimshach mizeh, because that's where parnosa and wealth come from this understanding, this faith in Hashem, this recognition. This is the concept of combining the understanding of the son and the student. Shehu bechinas yam hachochma. This is what Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran, chapter 7 in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, towards the middle of the chapter, towards the middle, toward the end, Rabbeinu Zal shows there how this is all tied into the Yam HaChochma, the sea of knowledge. Shemishom mekablim hamalchus haparnosa. And that's from where the malchus receives parnosa to distribute to the world, to distribute to the Jewish people. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, and he shows this from all the psukim. V'chol hashkorim v'ha'akchoshoiz shebenodom l'chaveiro binyin hamoman upfar parnosa, and all the lies and the conflicts and the litigations that take place between Jews regarding money, regarding parnosa, hakol nimshach mipegam shepoigem v'oise pirud chas v'sholim bein shnei ha'asogosanal. All of that is caused by people messing up and not causing and causing a separation between these two levels of understanding of Hashem, not being able to use them together properly. Shemishom kol hayegoinois vahadaigois vahoatzvu shel chisorna parnosa. That's the cause and that's the source of all litigations and disagreements and depression of lack of parnosa, ad sheboli deakchoshois, to the point where it comes to actual litigations, lekachesh ba'misoi bepikodnei b'smusiyod, where one person denies another person's claim. Person says, I lent you money or I gave you something to hold for me, a deposit. No, you didn't. Kim hoyomamin bohemes. Because if a person really had true faith and they believed in the truth that kimaloi choloretz kevoidoi, that Hashem's honor fills the entire world, Hashem is everywhere, v'hu yisborach hazonu mechalkel kol hoylam betuvoi, and Hashem provides for the entire world with his goodness, with his generosity, and as you see with your own eyes, that Hashem has been providing for you till today. Who's been taking care of you till now? How'd you get to here? If a person would realize that, the person could never come to lie, to deny a claim that somebody else has on them, that you have my money. And the person also would not be worrying so much and be troubled so much about parnosa, about livelihood. But rather the person would have complete trust in Hashem. That just as Hashem has been supporting me and providing for me till now in all kinds of interesting, different ways, Hashem can do the same thing now, and he could do it even better. Because every single person in the world, if they look carefully, will be able to see miracles, clear things that are unnatural regarding how their parnasa has come to them throughout their life, how Hashem is taking care of them. Vafilu mi sheparnasosoi dechuka umitzumtzemes moid, and even a person whose parnasa is very limited, they struggle, they have very little money, they make do with very, very little, afal pikein, still, gamze ma'at hamozon vaksus shebetzimtzum, even the little bit of food and the little bit of clothing that they do have, hakol boloi bedrochim nifloim, all of this comes to them in miraculous ways, ubahashgocha gedoilo meite yisborah, and through incredible direct supervision of Hashem, that Hashem sees to it that the person gets what they need. Alidei siboyz shoynoyz shesivei v'Hashem Yisborach, through all kinds of interesting circumstances and interesting scenarios that Hashem puts together, ad shepirneis v'zono yisei b'chol yoyim, till Hashem succeeded in providing for him and taking care of him every single day of his life, till now. V'yev shelavayar kol zeh, Rav Nosson says, it's impossible for me to explain, to give you all the details on this. Rakol hamamin b'ashgachos yisborach, but any person who believes in hashgacha prati, who believes that Hashem sees and supervises every single detail of what goes on in this world, umesim leiv lidrachov, and a person analyzes the ways of Hashem, they study the ways of Hashem, yochoy lohovin kol zeh, will be able to understand everything we're saying here. Vitzorich losum leiv lizkor heitev kol ma'ashor olav atena, and the person has to look back and think carefully about everything they've been through till today, to remind themselves, to review. Bekama sibois shoinois ozer lo Hashem isborach b'chol advorim, and to remember all the interesting different ways that Hashem has helped them till now. Ubefrat binyan haparnosa, especially when it comes to parnosa. Uvechol pam hoyuloi chesroinois harbe, and throughout the person's life, there were many times that he was lacking in many things. And yet Hashem did not leave him, every day. Hashem took care of him every day. He had what to eat, basically. He had what to wear. Through Hashem's incredible supervision, how Hashem works behind the scenes, to make things happen. Ve'im ato nidmeloi shenisakev haparnoso, and if right now it looks to the person like he's going through a terrible time, that his parnosa is being held back, he's not getting money, a week, a month is going, and he's not getting any salary, no paycheck, no salary, no money, yivtach b'Hashem, the person should trust in Hashem, ki gamato lo yazoiv chazdoi, that now also Hashem will not forsake the person. Hashem will not forget his kindness. Umande bora yoima, bora mezoina, and the one who creates the day, creates the parnasa for the day. V'yiftach b'Hashem, v'yishoim be'lakov, and the person should trust in Hashem and lean on Hashem. That's my support. That's my security. On the American money, it says, in G-O-D we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The dollar. We don't believe that. We trust in Hashem, not in this garbage, not in this stuff that's backed up with baloney. It's backed up with shmobabak here, with nonsense. We believe in the real G-O-D. Kemoy shekosov, as the pasuk says, Boruch Hashem yoim yoim, blessed is Hashem from day to day, Yamoslanu, he carries us. Hokel Yeshua Seinu Selo, Hashem who is our eternal salvation. V'chein b'psukim harbe, and so too we find this in many psukim throughout the Torah. Ki ikar nisoyon haparnoso, humamish kemoi hanisoyon shel hamon. Because the main test in parnoso is exactly the same test that the Jews had in the desert regarding the man. Sheyorad b'chol yoim, whereby it came down on a daily basis, meaning no savings account, no savings, no security. V'lo yorad b'pam achas al kol hashana. They didn't get one big check for the whole year. Here you go, now go home and relax. V'hakoil b'shvil nisoyon u'bechira. And all of this was to test us, and in order to fulfill, to give us that choice every day, to choose to believe in Hashem or to choose not to believe in Hashem, to choose to be religious or not to be religious. K'moy Shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, K'dei sheyitlu einehem lamoroim. Hashem did it in this way so that every day we should have to look up to Hashem and look up to heaven and see, is it coming? Is it coming? Am I getting today's delivery? Ukomay shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, Hadoir atem re'u dvar Hashem. You, Jewish people, look, see the word of Hashem. The Gemara says, Re'u bamen nisparnesu avoseichem. Look and see how your parents, how your forefathers were supported. K'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, She'yirmiyah hoitzi lohem tzinsenes hamon, that Yirmiyah, the prophet, took out the jar of mon that had been passed down from generation to generation and showed it to the Jews. And he said, look, how were your forefathers taken care of in the desert? By Hashem, right? He took care of them on a daily basis. Hashem is alive and well. He's taking care of us today on a daily basis. Don't think that you're better off if you have X dollars in the bank. If you have X dollars in the bank, you think less about Hashem. And if you have more dollars in the bank, you're thinking less about Hashem because the bank is supporting me. I have my money in the bank. I'm taken care of. And if a person doesn't have that, they're dependent. They feel the dependency on Hashem more. And it can motivate them and force them to have to pray more, to have to look up to Hashem more. And by doing this, Yirmiyah Novi revealed to us and showed us, Kigam ato anan nizoinen bebechinas mon mamish, that today also we are being supported, we are being taken care of through mon. Ukemoshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Loi nitna toira elo looichle hamon. The Torah was only given to those who eat mon. What does that mean? Dahainu. Mi shemamen bashkochoso yispora. This means a person who believes in the direct supervision of Hashem. Sheparnososoi bebechinas yiridas hamon mamish. Where his parnosa is not his monthly paycheck, or is it? His parnosa is mon. He's looking to Hashem on a daily basis to provide for me what I need on a daily basis. The canal, as we discussed earlier, va'ayin mizeh b'mokam achra, and we discussed this in other places. I mentioned many times in the name of Rebbe Froimel. Rebbe Froimel was one of the great leaders in Breslov in the previous generation. He passed away about 50 years ago, something like that. He wrote a sefer, Oinig Shabbos. And this sefer is comprised of letters that he wrote to one of his students especially. And in the letters, each letter had Divrei Torah in it, based on the Parsha of the week or other things. And these letters were sorted by Parsha of the week and presented as a commentary on the Parsha of the week. So in one of those letters, he writes about the mon, and he reveals an unbelievable thing, that the Torah tells us that when they saw the mon, they said, monhu, what is it? Mon means what, who, it, what is it? Ki lo yodu mao, because they didn't know what it was. And Rabbi Froimel points out that the mon is mentioned maybe 10 times throughout the Torah, and every single time it's mentioned, the Torah always adds, asher lo yodat, which they didn't know, which you don't know, and you don't. Every single time it mentions the mon, it has that. And he says, now again, the Torah is not a storybook or a history book. It's not there to tell us what happened thousands of years ago. The Torah teaches us what's going on today. How am I supposed to live today? He says the two words, mon, who, make up the word emunah. Exactly. The five letters of the word emunah. That's what it's all about. That's what it was all about, and that's what it's all about today. That the whole concept of Hashem not being visible, so that we have to believe, and not being, and we can't understand. We don't know why. Why does it have to be this way? Why don't I have what I want? All the why's. All of those whys are the motivation and the inspiration behind this emunah, which is the whole basis of Judaism. That's what Yiddishkeit is really all about. And especially when it comes to parnasa, that's what it's really all about. recognizing that it's not my boss and it's not the company and it's not the store. Hashem provides. We make a bracha, Baruch Ator Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Hazon Barach Maskol, who provides. If a person thinks his boss or his company or the job or the this is, or the bank, that they're taking care of him, then he's lying. And he's contradicting himself. The emuna is that parnasa comes only from Hashem. Sometimes it comes through a messenger. Everybody knows. There's a postal clerk, the guy that delivers the mail. When a person delivers a check to my mailbox, I don't go out and kiss the mailman and say, thank you so much. You're nuts? Thank you so much. He's a mailman. He's delivering the mail. The way some people thank their boss, or they thank the company, or they thank the stockbroker, or they thank whoever it is, who they're perceiving that this is the one who gave, this is the one who's providing for them, or who provided for them. That it's all about real emuna, and emuna can only be when Hashem conducts himself in this wishy-washy. One minute we see him, one minute you don't. I see you, I love you, I don't. Visible, invisible. But a person, chas v'shalom, who messes up in this, and a person who wants Hashem only to show him his good face all the time. He wants Hashem to reveal himself to him 24/7, to be showing him kindness and goodness only. And the moment that the person experiences a little bit of Hashem hiding himself through the things that the person feels they're lacking at all different times. They're lacking money, they're lacking health, they're lacking an apartment, they're lacking a wife, all the different things people are lacking.
A person who's poigim and he wants Hashem to show himself all the time. And the moment something like this happens,
the person starts having complaints in their heart, being angry at Hashem and worrying and getting depressed. And this becomes a reason for the person not to learn. Not to learn Torah, not to pray, not to put their heart in their prayer, because they're preoccupied with what they're lacking and how they're upset. Why don't I have this? And when am I going to get this? Ad sheyuchal lovoy lidei hakchosha, to the point where this could lead a person to go ahead and commit a sin, to lie, lichboyer momin chaveroy al yidei zeh, to end up denying somebody else, somebody who comes and says, I lent you money or I gave you money. No, you didn't. A person can get so confused, so mixed up when a person's depressed and when a person's angry and when a person's hurting and when a person feels that there is no Hashem, chas v'shalom, that could easily lead to these kind of things. Shenechshav ke'ilu oyved akum, whereby the Gemara says a person who lies, who denies money that he owes to somebody else, it's as if he worshipped idols. K'mashom Rabbi Stanislav, as the Gemara says, ki'hu. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is real atheism. Because if the person really believed in Hashem, person would never deny the truth, you know, money that somebody lent them or gave them. Ve'ikar ha'kfira, the whole ability to lie or to deny the truth is based on this pigam that we mentioned here, she'oise pirud bein maloi va'aye, whereby the person makes a separation, a distinction, between Hashem being everywhere and Hashem being totally invisible. Ve'roitze liroi su'lohovin ha'koil be'inov, and the person wants to see everything, they want to understand everything. And the moment something happens that they don't understand, or the moment they don't see Hashem, right away they start doubting Chas v'Shalom. Avul be'emes tzrichin lohovin she'i efsher lahasig drochov yisporach b'shleimus.
But the truth is, a person needs to understand that it is impossible for us to be able to understand the ways of Hashem completely. Ki hu yisborach sosim vegalia, because Hashem is hidden and revealed. Shezeo b'chinas maloi v'aye. Shebe'emes kulo yechod. And really, it's all one. It's the same Hashem. Rak she'yev she'lohovin calls it. It's just that we can't understand it completely. And therefore, a Jew has to strengthen himself with tremendous faith in everything we explained here. Bifrat, especially, when a person feels that Hashem is closing his eyes on him, is closing the door on him, Hashem is ignoring him. Lahamin, for the person to believe, Shegam Shom Mustar Hashem Yisborach, that Hashem is hidden. He's hidden, but he's there. When somebody hides, it don't mean they're not there. It means you can't see them, but they're there. They're alive and well. Vashkochosoy v'chazdoy, and Hashem's hashkocha and His kindness is alive and well. Ki chazdei Hashem ki loy samnu, as the pasuk says in Eicha, the kindness of Hashem is infinite. It's never ending. Ubevadoy yazer lo Hashem yisporach, and Hashem will definitely help me. Veyachzor veyegale pnei chazdoy, and He will reveal again to me His face, His kindness. Kasher kein ovar olof kama pamim, as I've seen many times in the past, as we've experienced many times in the past. We'll hold it over here. Paragraph A.